All right, Paul Ramo broadcasting from the Yellow Medicine County Fair here in Canby today, the first day of the fair. And, of course, 4-H plays a huge part in county fairs. And with me is Alicia Webb, the program coordinator. Is that right, Alicia?
Yep, I'm the county coordinator for Yellow Medicine.
All right. We missed talking to each other last year because you were on maternity leave, weren't you?
I was. I had a little girl, Lydia, on May 28th last year.
Yeah, so you took some time off.
Yeah, I got a few months off to be with her. That was really, really nice.
Yep. So you're back at it now.
Yes, been back at it since September. It's right. Been pretty crazy so far.
How's motherhood been treating you, Alicia?
Oh, I love it. She's such a sweetheart and just crawling around everywhere, loves to eat. Great girl.
Well, I know you've been up real early this morning with 4-H here at the Yellow Medicine County Fair. Tell us what's going on in 4-H today.
Yeah, Nancy, my office staff, and I were here at 7 o'clock. All the animals are coming in, and all of our general projects got judged this morning. So the 4-H building is filling up here, getting organized. And right now, we've actually got our sheep show going on. And then later tonight, we'll have our swine show at 6 o'clock.
A lot of kids in the Yellow Medicine County 4-H?
Yeah, we've got a number of kids. Quite a few new ones this year, actually. I think I counted the other day, and we've got about 20 new kids in our county 4-H program this year.
So tell our listeners what happens here today. Do they get to go to the state fair then, or how does that work?
Yeah, so for our general projects, they get judged all in the morning today, and they each go and visit with the judge. So half of their ribbon gets on the project itself, and then half of the ribbon gets on their interview with the judge. So it's really a lot of focus on that conversation that they get to have with the judge. And then based on those, the judge picks a reserve and a champion, and then also makes a state fair lineup. So then those kids get to decide if they're going to take a state fair trip and in what project area.
That's exciting for them, I bet, huh?
Yeah, I think so. We have a big poster in our 4-H building that the kids come and mark if they're going to plan to go or not, and that's how they find out if they get a state fair trip.
I noticed the concession stand here in the 4-H building. All the proceeds go to 4-H, I would gather, huh?
Yes, they actually get to upgrade our 4-H equipment in the food stand every year. So this year we bought a new stove. Chris Parrish is our food stand manager, and she just does a fantastic job in there. So lots of meal options to choose from.
And that's open from when to when? You know?
That's open until 10 o'clock tonight, and then we open again with rolls and coffee tomorrow morning, and then we've got our full meals, hamburgers, hot dogs, barbecues, all that, tacos.
All right. Well, it looks like a nice day today. I know it's raining up north of us here, but it looks like it's staying away.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. Cloudy. Best kind of day you want for a fair, definitely. A little bit of wind, not too hot.
Yeah. Are you enjoying being the County 4-H program coordinator?
I love it. I love being able to work with kids. Being at the fair is great. I get to see all my 4-H families. And then during the year, we do after-school programs and project days. And it just always is something different. And I get to work with kids, which is fantastic.
Always nice. A pleasure to visit with you, Alicia. I missed last year.
Yeah, you too, Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Last year, we had Danielle Olson who filled in for me. And she also, I had only heard great things about her. So just very grateful that she was able to do that.
And I know Danielle Gibbon from Madison, she was here interning too.
Yep, she was our intern last year, and this year Mariah Schuler is our summer intern. She's actually one of our 4-H'ers in the past few years. So, yeah, very, very happy to have her here.
Did you inform Mariah that she's going to be on the radio here shortly?
No, I kind of forgot that, Paul, actually, so I'll have to go do that and make sure she doesn't run away.
All right. We'll talk to Mariah here in a little bit then.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Paul. Yep. Appreciate everything you do.
Yep. Thanks, Alicia, for your time. Once again, Paul, we're here at the Yellow Medicine County Fair. Just started today. Runs tomorrow and Saturday. And, of course, the car and lawnmower demolition derby start at 7 o'clock at the grandstand tonight. And then the Windigger Band, they're from New Ulm, polka music at the pavilion. And that's free, 5 o'clock this afternoon and 7 o'clock tonight with the Windigger Band. And a lot of other stuff's going on. We're going to talk with John Hansen and Patty Haas a little bit later here on the fairgrounds and get the scoop of what's happening here during the Yellow Medicine County Fair. And with that, we'll turn it back to you.